This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Claire Cleveland. Colorado Springs Mayor John Suthers touted his city's success in navigating the pandemic's economic fallout during the annual State of the City address on Friday. Suthers pointed especially to tourism, which suffered most during COVID lockdowns, but has had a particularly strong comeback. He credited amenities such as a new summit complex on Pikes Peak and the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Museum. The husband of Denver's district attorney has been sentenced to 10 days in Grand County Jail. He pled guilty last month to 2 counts of arson for setting fire to burn piles on his mountain property during a fire ban. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
Chris Linsmeyer started the fires last fall while Grand County was under strict fire restrictions. Neighbors reported the unattended fires to sheriff's deputies, who then had to extinguish the flames. Sky High News reports Linsmeyer will serve 2 years of probation and must do community service on top of jail time. In a statement, Linsmeyer says he's profoundly sorry for the crime. He will serve his jail time in November. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
The Colfax Marathon is back today for the first time in 2 years. More than 10,000 runners will snarl traffic and transit services on Colfax Avenue and nearby streets in Denver and Lakewood. The race will wrap up early this afternoon. This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Claire Cleveland. It's 8:05 and 37 degrees in Denver, but should warm up to nearly 70.